You have to be a special cement head out there to sit around and think that we're in any kind of fantastic shape. We certainly are not. We talk about that. Hour plus on Hot Wire, the latest Hot Wire. And we're going to be steadfast to that coming. So stick your head in pain.tv and Hot Wire, etc. It's these resources are proving to be worth their weight in gold, I am told. These are reports back to me. It's not me editorializing. We have a series of different clips involving Biden. It is frightening. Some clips at the end of the show, too, we'll throw in. Dr. Vernon Coleman. I interviewed Dr. Vernon Coleman. That's going to be coming up. Not tonight. Not today. But I believe this week. For the folks on the Thomas Paine podcast and other members on Paine.tv. We released it already on Hot Wire. It's the benefits of being on Hot Water. We put hot water. Staying out of hot water is a good reason to be on Hot Wire. Jumping out of the pot of boiling water the feds have you treading water in is a good reason to be on Hot Wire and learn where the latest trends are and where things are going months and perhaps even further ahead of time. Anyway, we have another clip from Coleman, Dr. Coleman. We have an extended clip. We led the show off with Fauci and Rand Paul saying, hey, dude, have you ever capitalized on making money on this stuff? I don't recall. Okay, buddy. Extended clip of that. It's very interesting exchange. And people say, why do you keep playing Rand Paul? In fact, I just want to lay things out to show you the landscape, to show you how fucking corrupt it all is. The fact that Rand Paul hasn't done a goddamn thing about it is laughable as well. Plain and simple. We have a bunch of clips we'll tackle here with Biden. It's scary. Of course, we have intel. We talked a little bit about on Hot Wire two nights ago. Our first part of the back-to-back Hot Wire extravaganza of real disturbing intel, and we're developing on Biden. It's not ready to come out yet, but we teased it a little bit, and of course, these clips would fall right in line with that. If you haven't figured it out yet, we talked about this a long time ago, the yin and yang, the give and take, the appearance of a fake struggle between two fake political adversaries, Democrats, Republicans. So mostly everything you see today and you witness, and when all these dopes like Levin and Hannity come out of the woodwork and all the low-level grifters who lied to you for years, and you still listen to them for some reason about FBI people going to jail, officials going to jail, I was fucking laughing. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. I'm going to read you some fucking heavy shit that we put down, that we never released, that might help answer the question Levin and Dopey Hannity were posing. What possibly could happen to warrant a search warrant? Well, there's fucking many things. Many things. We'll talk about that shortly, but so much to tackle on a regular basis. We're trying to handle all of it. The Biden clips. Let's get to those. And we'll jump around. Plain and simple, folks. A lot of stuff to do. But before we get to that, back to the original point, prior to the sidebar, we are moving fast here. I understand that. That's how the brain works when I get cranking. The yin and yang, the pretend friction between pretend adversaries when they're really not adversaries. As I said, one of the tenets of the show, there's one party in D.C., one party, the Uni Party. They just happen to believe, get you to believe, that there's two. And they love the divide and conquer game. And boy, there's a search warrant at the former president's house, divide and conquer. On the heels of them raising taxes during a recession. You forgot all about that, right? On the heels of them not doubling, not tripling the budget of the IRS, times six, 600% increase the budget of the IRS. but they got everybody talking about other stuff. I bet you yesterday was the first day in months, perhaps even a year, that people were talking about something other than inflation, other than getting soaked at every turn. Because you're easily distractible. People are easily distractible. Now, when I say that, I'm not necessarily talking to the people that listen and watch this on a daily basis. I'm talking to the collective, and you understand that. Not everything is an attack on you. We have to say these generalities so that you can frame things also in your mind. And you need our own little version of yin and yang, but ours is real. So it's been debated on here a number of times, but not as steadfastly and out in the open as yesterday's show, when I said, basically, I posed the option at the propensity, the nerve this man has after all this time to say and pitch the idea, the concept, was the Trump cabinet and the White House, were they basically a Trojan horse to wreck the GOP? Because it sure as shit looks that way. All the clowns that came in, all the dopes, from Stop the Steal, it's unbelievable. These guys, to all the influencers who are like fucking out of their minds, just over the top. It's like, what? And they're embraced by the White House, and go to the White House, and they're embraced by all the... I mean, could you make it more of a freak tent so that if you were a conservative, you would actually be like ashamed to show your face? They fucked it up so much. That's a question that's going to, I think, be interesting to think about in the years to come, because the GOP is in bad shape. The question is, was it an operation, QAnon and all these things, part of an operation to sabotage the GOP? Because that's the effect it's had. Plain and simple. There's no doubt about it. And I said yesterday, if the GOP can't win after all the pain we're going through on a regular basis, Americans are going through, fiscal, the pain of being threatened if you didn't put chemicals in your body, the pain of locking you down in your home, locking your kids down, putting masks on your kids, ostracizing your kids, keeping them away from their friends, etc. If they can't win this next election and flip the House and the Senate, then they couldn't get laid in a fucking whorehouse. That's how I feel about it. I don't know why my mic's fading out, but we'll just go along and plug along with it. No, you don't think that the Americans are struggling? Let's go to the videotape. I think you'll recognize this guy's face.
It's sad because so many Americans right now are just trying to get through to payday. And if they don't have the money, they're going to take that wedding band off and they're going to take it to the pawn shop until payday.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't realize 20% of the adult population do not have a bank account. They don't have normal banking. Well, if they need a little money, this is what they have to do. And, like Las Vegas, I mean, you almost have to have a car there. I mean, it's just a very spread out town. Gas prices are killing people. Just the price of food has gone. Inflation has gone nuts. And it's really, and I really believe lower income people, it affects much worse than it affects upper income people. And we just have a government dead set on creating more inflation and less jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I can think of that.
Sure.
Well, next we'll be eating bugs instead of pawning what we own. Of course, the people in D.C. have pawned our entire future. So it's a couple household items or a couple heirlooms or things that you love in exchange for food. But don't worry, you're already distracted and worried about nonsense because that's how the machine works. It's hard to find a discipline to understand that you're being played. It's also hard to accept concepts like, was Trump's cabinet and White House a Trojan horse employed to destroy the GOP? Was it? And that would mean part of his presidency was, likewise, a Trojan horse. Let's move to the declassification scandal, remember? Trump was going to declassify, and Devin Nunes, they were going to declassify all the Justice Department documents and FBI documents. But they never declassified any of them. Why? You know, a lot of the stuff we did back in the days of True Pundit, where we're just fucking literally dismantling the FBI. Not everything made it into print for one reason or another. But that doesn't mean we didn't keep things. So when you talk about, when Hannity sits here and says, what could possibly be the reason? That's a leading question, Your Honor. Counsel is leading the witness. Did you smell that? I did. There's a number of things. First of all, keep this in mind. Please put your pom-poms down. They don't put food on the table. You don't get to be president. You don't get to be in the position to run for office unless you bend some rules and break some laws along the way and get away with them. You don't get to make billions of dollars in this country without cheating the system in one way or many ways on a regular basis. So the babe in the woods thing in the White House, that's a joke. Keep that in mind. Now, most of you folks know that. I just want to tell you that. This is a story that never made it to print. I'm going to read it to you right now. This is from December of 2019, early in the month, middle of the month, right before Christmas. It didn't make it for print. There's a number of these things we have. And I want to read this one to you. Now, understand this. Right? This is right before CoronaCon, right before they rolled out CoronaCon. Top-level FBI officials, many who have been removed from office through firing and retiring, are openly challenging President Trump to declassify the controversial FISA applications used to garner warrants to spy on his campaign officials and White House. Goes without saying that we have some top-level folks telling us this. Quote, Trump has talked about declassifying the FISA applications so that the public can see what was used to secure the warrants, but he never followed through, unquote. One top FBI official said, quote, why? Ask yourself why. If what we did was so bad, why not just present the case to the public? Why wait for the Inspector General report? End quote. Putting evidence directly into the hands of the public surely runs counter to how the DOJ operates. But a groundswell of brash rhetoric has been growing among FBI insiders who make no beefs about their disdain for the president and his inner circle. Regardless, and personal differences aside, the question remains legitimate. Why did Trump not declassify the FISA materials as he promised repeatedly? Seems very simple. If you have a smoking gun, why not use it? Especially when your back is against the wall, but that never happened. Quote, you will never see that material go public, one top level Justice Department official said. Congressmen like Devin Nunes and Trump can talk all they want, but they didn't have the guts to reveal why the warrants were sought in the first place, unquote. I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power, It all comes with a Revy card, perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy, there's two V's in that, R-E-V-V-I.com, discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com, that's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. This is a story, federal agents claim, that is told inside the redacted material of the minute documents that have been or potentially will be released. The good dirt will never be made public because it reflects poorly on the White House, according to the feds. One thing is clear when speaking to folks who understand and know the current landscape of the intel community, folks like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and even the likes of John Brennan are not sweating Attorney General William Barr in the slightest when it comes to probing the FISA process. And it's rather obvious, even to astute civilians. But why? Any loyal Fox News viewer would think these gentlemen would lawyer up, hunker down to prep a legal defense. Instead, this crew is cashing in on books, speaking engagements, lucrative consulting, and broadcasting contracts. Quote, look, not a lot of this can be leaked because it is classified. But they were talking about selling American nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia before the transition, one FBI insider said. Quote, while Trump was not directly involved or thought to be involved at this point, his campaign was, and the discussions continued after he took office. The quote continues from the source, and that is a big secret. The warrants were legit. We got the emails, phone calls. It happened. This is not fiction, unquote. That would be one reason you would want to, if these documents are floating around, to answer Hannity's question. If you're talking about selling American nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia, I think that's probably a big no-no. That usually is handled through the Department of Energy and Congress, not the fucking White House during transition. The transition was the time between Trump's election in November 2016 and his inauguration on January 20th, 2017. Did the feds stay up on the wire too long after the initial warrants stopped producing actionable intelligence? Likely. They did renew the FISA warrants and expand their surveillance, but insiders say that gray area is inside baseball, the kind of information a jury would dismiss. Quote, when is the right time to get out to stop surveillance? One DOJ veteran asked. You shut it down after you know no new information is forthcoming. Any defense attorney could argue if you shut it down too soon, you're acting in bad faith. If you're up on the wire because someone was trying to sell nukes, a jury would agree. You stay up on the wire until you bleed it dry, unquote. By federal law, only Congress can negotiate energy deals with foreign governments, and the Department of Energy normally spearheads policy matters in that area, not the White House, especially in a transition. That's insane, but that's what they did. If the warrants were sought to investigate either talks or plans to sell nuclear technology to a foreign country outside of Congress, it's little wonder why Comey, Sally Yates, and their friends continue to thumb their noses at GOP critics. And if this rabid DOJ crew, who do not like Trump in the slightest, was provided the opportunity to probe Trump as a candidate and then as president-elect and beyond, they were going to pounce, and they did just that. And they went too far, as the IG report clearly shows. They abused their power at nearly every step, except for the part where they sought and secured the warrants after Trump was elected. So what is William Barr and John Durham actually investigating? or are they investigating anything at all? Again, this is December 2019. If what Justice Department insiders say is even half true, how could you sell an indictment to a jury that surveillance was not warranted? The folks running the operation might be ethically challenged and career liars, but you gave them a legal window to investigate. Sure, a grand jury can be swayed by a first-year assistant U.S. attorney to indict anyone, innocent or guilty, but what about a regular jury during a public trial or a federal judge? Convincing those entities is what matters. So again, what is Barr probing? I think you may already know the answer. Nothing. So that's a reason that you would seek a search warrant if documents like that were floating around and it relates to another investigation and somebody wouldn't turn them over to the Justice Department. Think about the Middle East, the history with the Middle East and Trump and his son-in-law, negotiations, etc. And all the people involved in this. This went down. They were negotiating to sell U.S. nuclear technology to a foreign country outside of Congress. That's just violates a host of different laws. None of them good, by the way. And that could be exactly what this investigation has to do with. Or it could not be. Or it could be political. The problem is the Trump transition team gave these guys full power to investigate them. And there likely were FISA abuses. Yes. But the initial applications for FISA wiretaps, etc., were completely acceptable. That's why they couldn't declassify any of the documents that they promised to, because it would divulge these things. It would divulge that the administration was trying to sell and set up nuclear deals with the Saudi Arabians. Before they were even sworn into office. It's wild. It's like, nuclear technologies for sale. And the Department of Energy is like, excuse me, we handle that. Oh, no, we're handling that now. We're in charge, fucking Alexander Haig style. So, I mean, let's stop the babe in the woods bullshit. That's one of the things that was left on the cutting room floor in December 2019, as we had other growing problems with CoronaCon, etc. But that doesn't mean we lose it. That doesn't mean we don't warehouse a number of these things that we can reach back into. And this certainly seems germane now at this time to bring up. Bet you folks didn't know a damn thing about that, did you? Well, that's okay. You're busy. We're busy. Everybody's busy, you know, trying to weather the next scamdemic. The beauty of being a guy who doesn't give a shit is I can just tell like it is. I can fucking protect anybody, any bullshit. Fucking cheerleader for nobody. This thing's going down the fucking tubes. Tell it like it is or get the fuck out. That's my philosophy. Plain and simple. Most of the people you hear from are completely full of shit. Keep that in mind. And if you have questions, just get on the internet. Poke around a little bit. Doesn't take a genius to figure these things out. It really doesn't. This is all mostly open source intelligence, except for the quotes and stuff from Justice Department and FBI. But the whole babe in the woods thing, I'm a victim, an unannounced warrant. Come on. Give me a fucking break. what are you, 3 years old? You expect people to believe that? But a number of people will. You might have just backed into another run for the presidency on the sympathy card and then tank it. And whoever they run, whether it's Biden or Kamala or Michelle Obama, whoever they come up with, coasts in for another victory. Remember what I said about Trojan horses and stuff. You know what? You might not get it. Stick around. It takes a while. It's an interesting theory, I would say. Of course, the more you look at the proof, it's not such a theory. It's disturbing, is what it is. But nonetheless, it's something we have to stomach. Speaking of disturbing, let's go to Biden. I don't even know what this idiot's doing. He's out of his mind. This is trying to shake hands. He shakes hands with Chuck Schumer, and then he just tries to shake hands again. We have to go to the videotape on this one. Let's go to the videotape.
Now our great speaker, our partner, who all of these bills we've met.
Yeah, he just goes to shake hands again, and he'll just keep shaking hands all day. He doesn't even know where he's at. Doesn't know what he's saying. Here's another one from the last day.
You know, NATO was formed out of the wreckage of World War II, as we all know, where war, you know, it had, look, just be straight about it. Wars have repeatedly riven the continent, engulfed the world in conflicts, and there's no way to avoid that if we're not together.
Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity? Using incognito mode won't solve the problems either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, and communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their annual plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Folks, that's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand that's rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain and use promotional code PAIN. And claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain. And the pain is P-A-I-N-E for you folks who haven't been paying attention. IPVanish.com/pain. 70%. I mean, I wish we would have known about this earlier today. Okay, pal. What's this one? I will talk through this one. We can't play the audio on this because it has the sound of Marine One's jet engines on the helicopter. He comes out of the helicopter and he can't get his suit coat on. Many people have seen this. He's wearing boots too. I don't know why he was wearing boots and slacks. Maybe he thinks he's in my fraternity back in the day. We were jeans and Timberlands and stuff. He's wearing boots. Could have, you know, a lot to do with stability so he doesn't fall down, believe it or not. From the things we're hearing from the Biden camp, it'll be national news when we wrap that story up and get that But for now, we're just working on that story. There's so much stuff going on. He can't get his suit coat on. Jill is dressed like, I don't know, she's dressed like a tablecloth. And she's got some, she looks like she's wearing something from Folsom County Prison. It's a prison fucking garb. It's blue. It's white with blue stripes. She looks like, you know, right from the Bureau of Prisons. She is standing next to him, worried about her hair in the wind, okay? It's in a ponytail. He's struggling to put his suit coat on. Then she finally fucking figures it out. This broad's not the brightest. Far from it. She helps him put the suit coat on. He can't even put his fucking suit coat on. Then his glasses fall off his face. She doesn't help him pick it up. And she's just kind of like along for the ride. That would be her. Well, of course, it's much worse than that. She has a very dark side. You're going to learn about that in a week. Very, very dark side. Some of the folks on Listen to Hotwire have heard some stories. The next one you're going to hear is really dastardly. And that will be a national story when we break it. But for right now. And after that, you understand why people won't... are a little bit reluctant to say they will vote for him. Let's go to the videotape. Sitting members of Congress, they won't commit to voting for him or endorsing him for a 2024 run. That tells you something is afoot. Some people are starting to mention Michelle Obama. Look the fuck out. Michelle Obama versus Trump. My God, I think I'll vomit now. It'll be busy, though, making fun of everybody. That's going to be fun for a change instead of picking sides and waving our pom-poms. You have to know, it doesn't matter what captain they pick of the Titanic at this point. Let's go to the videotape.
Do you think Joe Biden should be running for re-election in 2024? Will you support him when he does, if he does?
I think Joe Biden should do whatever he wants to do.
I don't want to answer that question because we have not. That's not. Yeah, I don't want to answer that question.
Look, it's a question people are debating. You're asking me on TV.
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should endorse when we get to it.
I am not talking about 2022. I'm not talking about 2024.
Okay. Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
I'm working on my own election, and that's all I'm focused on right now.
And that is a situation that everyone should evaluate at the appropriate time.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms.
My mission is to win this election in 2022.
My focus is totally on this November.
I think there's a lot of us who want to see new voices rise in the party.
We're going to show you the way here. We're going to crank through the fucking news here because we picked out a couple of articles, nothing major, no long-term fucking diatribes here, no PhD dissertations. And I don't know. Thank you. The Young Bucks have flagged a couple things for your interest, so we'll move through them. And we've had so much content here in the last 2 days. It's especially with the hot wires. It's just nonstop. It's home stretch here for me, though. But I make no mistake. I fucking love what I do. I love it. I love it. I love every minute of it. I love the grind. I've been grinding this working since I was 12. I don't mind if things are working and you're connecting to people as a journalist. I don't mind the grind. We don't mind it. Well, some of the Young Bucks might mind it, but that's tough shit. Pay your dues, boys. Florida judge who approved the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago once represented Jeffrey Epstein's employees. What? Just can't make it up. It's the greatest show on earth, folks.